are the, yeah, if you come across 50 across Nevada and Utah, it's like that. You can drive for 2 or 3 hours and not see a sign of a human being anywhere, no houses, no car, not pass another vehicle on the road. I literally did that. I was 2.5 hours by myself out there driving 55 miles an hour and never saw another human or a building or anything, not even a power line anywhere. And I thought, this is great. This is awesome. I had no idea there were places like this left in America. The only sign of the human being was the road I was on.
KBOE, you know, you can buy that land by the square mile out there, but when we left Colorado, and he said, oh, we got a prairie dog, you know, shoot some prairie dogs. He said, I swear to God, they're cannibals. You shoot one, and then, you know, the other ones will pop their heads up, and you can shoot them, and, you know, the farmers want you to clear them because they'll break a cow or horse's leg walking through the field. And he says, it's a blast. He says, you sit there with a case of beer and a 17 or something, and, you know, just reach out there and pop them. And he says, so you tell me about this. We're coming back across. Let me catch some time. So we're coming across, and we get to Nebraska. And I'm like, I'm so unimpressed with parts of Nebraska. Not all of it. No, there's some nice places there. Don't get me wrong. But I said, and we've seen a couple of missile silos on the way to us. Them are missile silos, aren't they? He says, yeah, they look like it, don't they? I'm sure they were. So anyways, we're coming across there, and there's nothing. I said, you know, it's so rough here. I said, they couldn't raise hell on it with a hatchet. And I says, it's so bad here, the prairie dogs don't even want to live here. I said, look around, see if you can find any mounds. And he looked, and he said, you're right, there's nothing.